government is proposing legislation to overturn a Court of Appeal decision and amend the Marine and Coastal Area Act in order to restore Parliament's test to a customary marine title. That's according to Treaty Negotiations Minister Paul Goldsmith. He made that announcement last week, as we know, and Māori are already pushing back on this. Here to talk to us about what this means, from Te Pāti Māori, Tākuta Ferris, he joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe, Tākuta. Thanks very much for talking to us on this, Kaupapa.
Kia ora, Claudette. Ngā mihi nui.
The government is proposing to overturn a Court of Appeal decision, as we've just heard from Minister Goldsmith. What does Te Pāti Māori make of this?
Well, it's completely unacceptable. It's just a continuation of their disregard of Māori rights, and in this case, they're dragging us back 20 years to 2004. And really, you can sort of see what the government is doing. They're trying to remove any sort of right that could impede their access, impede their use, their manipulation, if you like, of natural resources all around the country. And the Māori customary right that exists in the coastal, in Aorohe Moana, is one of those rights. And so here they are, it's just a theft of Māori rights that they're putting in place so that they have unfettered access to the natural resources of the country. It's just another in a long line of legislation and moves that the government have done in the last 8 months to do away with Māori rights and to organise the resources of the country into a fashion that they want them to be in.
We have always had undisturbed ownership, and we understand that as tangata whenua. Undisturbed ownership rights, whenua, resources, taonga. Surely it rests on the Crown to prove its right and that it has a duty of care also to uphold these rights. But it's up to them to prove otherwise. But they're now insisting, reverting that, and asking us to prove our right. Is that how you're seeing it?
If we go back to 2004, the argument then was that since 1840, from 1840 all the way through to 2004, there had not been an act of Parliament passed extinguishing Māori customary rights and ownership to the Takutai Moana. That was clear in 2004. And then we enter into this phase where the Māori Party comes along and hammers away for the next 6-7 years to get a repeal of that. John Key comes along and puts in place, okay, well, no one will own it. If Hapu and Iwi want to claim a right, then here's the bar. They have to prove that they've had unrestricted access and ownership or utilisation of those areas across that period from 1840 to now. And so away we go. Tiwi Māori have been going down that track for the last 10 or so years, proving those things. Some iwi have already done it. This is another part of the idiocracy of this idea that they can somehow now change the goalposts when some iwi have already got across the line. So it creates a precedent already. At the end of the day, Claudette, at the end of the day, the message for our people is that our customary rights in the Takutai Moana have always been there. This was a clear theft, a clear disregarding of those rights by the government, by Helen Clark's government in 2004. And subsequently, John Key came along, a national government put in a high test, fairly high. Māori said, okay, we'll do that and have done it. And then you've got this government, who are just clearly a bunch of greedy buggers and want unfettered access to all of the resources of the country, and now they're doing this. It's sort of unfathomable to, try and explain rationally, but the government are very determined, they're very set on their ideas, and they are pushing hammer and tong to do that. But at the end of the day, our rights, regardless of what their legislation say, our rights are permanent rights. Our rights to the Takutai Moana will always be there. And if they want to push through legislation that they think will give them unfettered access to sucking out or mining or draining any part of the coast or natural resources like they want to, well, I can guarantee they will have the fight of their lives on their hands when it comes down to actually trying to do something in our Aorohe Moana.
What will that fight look like from our side of the fence?
I think you're gonna see extreme pushback. I mean, we've already seen it in the past. Iwi mobilise, show up on beaches, get boats and ships out on the water to get in front of bloody drilling ships and all of that sort of stuff. And that's what's going to happen. And that's what this government is doing. They're fueling the fire of this stuff. And it's completely irresponsible. When you think about the betterment of the nation for all people in the country, social cohesion and all those types of things, nearly every action this government takes undermines those things. And they're letting it drag on for so long that people will get fed up. And people will take action. And so they can expect to see that. I mean, many iwi have already said, you know, declared this is an attack. This is an attack on our way of life. That's what our CEO of Ngaitahu said. Justin, this is an attack on our way of life, and Ngaitahu will not stand for it. I don't know. They'll reap what they sow in the end of the day.
In the courts as well, we're not unused to litigating, and this will just be a continuation of litigation that's already in the courts. So there are multiple fronts that Māori will push back against this legislation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've seen already this year many iwi taking a path of litigation straight to the High Court. Many iwi just even bypassing the Waitangi Tribunal, going straight to the High Court. We've had a record amount of urgent appeals put before the Waitangi Tribunal just in the last 6-8 months. They can definitely expect to see a level of court-mounted attack that they will have never seen before. And it just costs the money. It costs the people of the country money. So I don't know where they're going with this one. Well, I do. They're going for extraction of every, what did old Shane Jones say? We're going to extract the dividend out of Mother Nature's legacy or something like that. This is what they're doing.
Because you've raised the issue of extraction and New Zealand First, when I asked the minister who is spearheading this change in legislation, he said he continued to say that it was a coalition agreement, but it was one that was introduced by New Zealand First, not the current national government. Do you agree that perhaps New Zealand First is wagging the dog on this one?
Yeah, definitely. That line, the government, all three sides of it, have been pretty good and consistent in using that line, that they are persisting with a particular idea because it was part of their coalition agreement. That's one thing for them to consider. But probably a more senior thing for them to consider is that once they had formed their coalition and once they became the government, they also assumed the responsibility of being the treaty partner. So they can't just keep saying that, oh, well, this is our coalition agreement. Yeah, that's fine, we know that. But you also take on the responsibility of the treaty partner, and they've done nothing but disregard that from the very beginning. So they're absolutely failing in that regard. And the excuse that, oh, well, it's part of our coalition agreement, well, that just doesn't stack up, because you have greater responsibilities to Te Tiriti o Waitangi, to maintaining the integrity of the constitutional foundation of the government and ensuring that all people in this country are looked after. Not just a very small group, not just a 6% group and a 7% group who are wealthy and have control, power and influence and are using it that benefit them and no one else.
The repeal of the Maka Bill is being promoted by Minister for Treaty Negotiations, Paul Goldsmith. He says the bill will be passed by the end of the year. Thank you so very much for joining us, Takata Ferris. Thank you.
Kia ora.